I will start off by reading from the book of Revelations, chapter 1 and verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, we just thank the Father of lights, who is always speaking to his people with the intent of bringing them back to life. He speaks to us, giving us words of comfort, words of hope, and assuring us of that perfect end that he has designed for every man. It says here that every eye shall see him. Every eye. All eyes. Every eye shall see him. This already is a ray of hope for those of you who have lost loved ones, relations after the flesh, dear ones who departed, and you thought probably all hope is lost. But I want to tell you, hope is not lost. It does not matter where you are, whether you possess a flesh body. It doesn't matter whether you are alive physically or not physically. The word of God spans beyond the very natural, beyond the things that are seen. The word of God resonates even in the realms of the spirit. The word of God goes everywhere, to the highest heaven and to the lowest depths of hell. So when the Bible speaks about salvation, when the Lord speaks about all, he speaks about every single soul, whether living physically or not. There is hope because all eyes shall see him. All eyes shall see him. Meaning all eyes shall be open to understand, to get the revelation of the only begotten of God, the one in whom the totality of the Godhead dwells, because the fullness of God dwells in the Son. And the Son is the one who appears here also as the Alpha and Omega. This is a glorified version, a glorified view of the Christ. He appears as the Alpha and the Omega, saying, I am the Almighty, I am the beginning, I am the end, I am the Almighty God. Praise God. That is, in reality, one man in the heaven who is the true God and eternal life. It's one man in heaven. Praise God. And every man now has his eyes opened at the appointed time to see him. Because seeing him is with the intent of being converted unto him. Seeing him is with the intent of getting back into the fellowship that mankind lost in the transgression. Seeing him is seeing your true self. Because as he is the way you are. Seeing him It's like looking at the glass mirror and being transformed into that same image, even into that image of the Spirit, because the Lord is the Spirit. Praise God. In the book of Revelation chapter 1, we see that John was taken up into the Spirit on the Lord's day. The Lord's day means the Lord's realm, the Lord's dimension, the Lord's dwelling place. He was in the Spirit. There he sees one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who covers all in all. Praise God. So we must see him and understand this mystery. Seeing him, recognizing him, is the only way to salvation. There is no other way a man can find salvation. John writes here, "And they also which pierced him," meaning those who crucified him, "shall see him." See, somebody might probably think that he is referring to the scribes and the Pharisees and all those who crucified Jesus thousands of years ago. But it is much deeper than that. You see, even in the transgression of man, even in the transgression of the parable, in the parable we see the transgression of Adam. Adam in his transgression actually crucified unto himself the Christ nature, the Christ nature that he walked in. Because Adam in his glory represents that same image of the Christ, that same image of the Alpha and Omega. That is, Adam was walking in that likeness, in that reality, in that consciousness. But something happens along the line and Adam loses out. Adam shrinks away from that glory. And in so doing, he crucified unto himself the Christ. He pierced the Christ, which is the Lamb of God, the innocent Lamb of God. See, he's the Lamb of God, which is the Christ nature, was slain when Adam transgressed. He pierced. And that is what all men have done. All men in their transgression have pierced the Christ. You see, but when the revelation begins to come back of the perfection that is in Christ, when men begin to see the heights from where they are falling, when men begin to grab the revelation of their true glorious identity in the Christ, as the Christ, they begin to mourn and weep, which is synonymous with repentance, a change in heart, a return. Praise God. Just like the prodigal son came to a point where he remembered and saw that original place he fell from, and he repented. Repentance means a change, metanoia, a change in the way you think, in the way you walk, a radical change from the very roots of your being. The prodigal son in the famous parable in the book of Luke, the famous parable of Jesus, the prodigal son says, I will go to the Father. I will return to the Father. I will leave the realm of the pigs, of the swine. I will leave the realm of the mud and go back into my rightful inheritance in light. So, an ascension, an awakening, a return. First of all, there is a repentance. First of all, he mourns. He wails. He mourns. He repents. And says, no longer will I walk as a man. But I will go on to know the Lord in his fullness. Praise God. So all men shall see him, and as they see him, they will. They repent. They recognize how much they have, you know, deviated from the mark. The mark of perfection. The high calling. See, they see, you know, in reality, sin is defined to miss the mark. Sin means to deviate, to miss the mark. That is what sin is. All men have sinned, and falling short of the glory of God means that all men have deviated from the mark. Praise God. All men have deviated from that mark of perfection. And the only mark of perfection that there is seen in the Alpha and the Omega, who is the Christ, who is the perfection of God revealed in this world. He is the image and the likeness of God. That is perfection. All men have sinned. All men have missed the mark. They deviated from the mark and fallen short of that glory. So they see him. Now men, the revelation dawns on us. The light shines, revealing Christ, who is the image of God, who is the likeness of God. And as the revelation comes, it awakens man back into his glory. Awake thou that sleepest, and return back to your glory. Return back to your height in God. Praise God. So this is the will of God, that every man should see him. If you turn quickly to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 39. John chapter 6, verse 39. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Praise God. So you can see here again this same sin. There is a sin, and after a sin and believing, and after a believing, there is a raising up. See, in the book of Revelations, we read how the inhabitants of the earth, those who dwell on the earth, the earth represents the realm of the dead. It is the flesh realm. It is the realm of carnality, where men live according to the natural senses. It is the realm where men walk according to the flesh. When men have their minds fixed on this temporal natural order and on, you know, are unaware of the invisible things of God, And to be carnally minded is death. Death means to be carnally minded. God is their spirit. If you are in the image and the likeness of God, you are spirit like your Father is spirit. Praise God. You are spirit as your Father is spirit. You are invisible as your Father is invisible. You are boundless as your Father is boundless. You have the very nature of the Father. Praise God. So, you see, those that dwell on the earth, we saw that in the book of Revelations, where we said, all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Now, the kindreds of the earth, these are the nations, the tongues, the people that live according to the flesh. This is the realm where Adam went to sojourn in the transgression. This is the realm where the prodigal son went to sojourn in the realm of flesh and blood. Praise God. In the realm of the flesh, living the spirit, living the abiding place in the eternal spirit to become flesh. And we know all flesh shall perish. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot find God's kingdom. Like oil and water, they do not mix. So in reality, those who inhabit the realm of the flesh are like those who are buried in their graves on the earth. They are earthbound. This is the dead. The nations of the earth are all dead. All men die in Adam. All are dead. All. Both the good and the bad and the whatever you can define of a man, they are all dead. And it has no value. Life comes back. Life begins to spring forth again when man begins to see what is this mystery of the fellowship of the saints in light. Man begins to live once more when he begins to see the Christ, to have a revelation of the Christ. That is why Jesus affirms again that this is the will of the Father, that everyone that sees the Son and believes on him may have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Eternal life is to understand your participation of the fellowship of the saints in that one body that we call Christ, that embodiment of God. That is eternal life. If you have seen the Son, you have seen the Father. And if you can see the Son, you will once more participate in the Son, because it means you are having a total comprehension of the fact that we are all one universal body in the Father. We are one with God. That is eternal life. Because as we see this mystery, there is a conversion, a transformation, a change, a turning around. We are born again of that incorruptible word of God. This is the will of the Father for every man. So behold, it comes with a cloud from generation to generation. The clouds are the ministers who stand in the gap. Those are those who have exercised themselves to walk in the name of the Lord. These are the messengers of God. The Lord rides on them. The Lord rides on the clouds to minister and to reveal this mystery of the fellowship that has been hidden from the, you know, from the sight of man in his transgression. The Lord rides in the on the clouds because he makes the clouds his chariots. The clouds are the chariots of the Lord. The Lord rides on these chariots and goes forth to broker deliverance on the earth, causing men to be gathered once more in one in Christ. He has made known to us the mystery of his will, which is to gather all men back unto himself. This is the good, loving will of God for all men, that we recognize Christ and be conformed to Christ. This is the only way back to the unlimited resources in God. Praise God. So you must see him. See him and see him and recognizing and recognizing. No act of religion, no act of tradition can purify a man. Nothing in the ways of a man can make you perfect or cause you to be presented before his presence, except your ability to see him more and more. And as you see him, the old elements fall apart. As we see him, the old man dissolves into nothingness. Because he came out of nothingness, he dissolves into nothingness. The old man who is corrupt after the flesh is simply a figment of our imagination who never truly existed. This is the beast that goes into destruction. This is the man of sin that is destroyed at the brightness of his appearing. Praise God. And right now he's appearing. He's appearing right now because we stand in his presence, beholding the revelation. Seeing is the same as beholding. Hearing is the same as beholding. It's all about getting a revelation of this one incorruptible, immortal life in the heavens. Praise God. That is the real thing. Praise God. So as we sit down here, the Lord is revealing the mystery of the Son today. You don't need to look out for a sign, because you will never get a sign. You don't need to look out for something to happen, because he's already appearing. He's already being revealed to a people in the midst of the earth today. Praise God. So let every man be converted. learn of him. We are members of one body. One life, one spirit, one mind, one language, one father, one family. We've always been one from eternity, and we will always be one. It will mean arising and letting go of the past, of old things. Old things are passed away. Your sorrows, your bitterness. See it. Your past experiences in the flesh with men. Hurts and pains, all those things are in the past now. As you contemplate the glory of the only begotten of God, as you contemplate the glory of the one that lives, all eyes shall see him. Begin to see him today. See him. Let your eyes be open to see this mystery. Blessed are your eyes because they see and they hear. And your ears because they hear. You are seeing today the mystery of life embedded before your very face. God bless you.